Hallelujah. God's wisdom, hallelujah, is higher than mine. In the name of Jesus, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. And welcome to Ask in Faith Prayers. Hallelujah. I bring you, I'm Glow, and I bring you greetings. Hallelujah. From our visionary and founder, hallelujah, Rev. Dr. Tell Me Something Good D. Hill. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Welcome everyone to the line. Hallelujah. We are still executing wisdom in the name of Jesus for the month of July. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are executing wisdom for the month, hallelujah, by reading a proverb a day. Proverbs is practical. It shows us how to live, how to make decisions, and how to walk wisely in everyday life. This morning, the scripture is coming from Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11 from the NIV. And the focus is diligence over laziness. Diligence over laziness. Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11 from the NIV. Hallelujah. And it reads, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provision in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, in scarcity, like an armed man. Hallelujah. I just read, hallelujah, Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11, in the name of Jesus. And I have a devotional about Proverbs 31 days, hallelujah, devotional. And this young lady, Jennifer Benson Scott, she says, Although ants may be a nuisance, Solomon praised them for their steadfast work ethic. She said, we can learn from the ant. When God gives us times of plenty, we can prepare for times when resources may be low. God is the provider of all that we have, including our ability to work. We are to work diligently, be wise stewards of what he has provided, and then rest in the promise of his care. So let's remember Solomon's advice. Go to the ant, consider its ways, and be wise. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O our soul, O God, and all that is within us, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, O God. We thank you for who you are, O God. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, O God, for your word said we all have sinned and fall short of your glory, O God. But we thank you, O God. God, in the name of Jesus, that you forgive us, oh God, in your name, and you forgive us, oh God, and we say thank you. Thank you for your forgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus. We say, oh God, thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, July 6, 2026, oh God, in the name of Jesus, clothed in our right mind, God, with the use and the activities of our limbs, oh God, in your name, oh God, not taking one thing for granted, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, knowing, oh God, that it was 6:30 this morning, oh God, we were able to dial in, Father, hallelujah, to bless your name, to come together, Father, touching and agreeing, oh God, believing, Father, that you hear us when we pray, oh God, when we come asking, seeking, and knocking, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You hear us, Father, when we come together, oh God, believing in you, oh God, believing, oh God, hallelujah, that you are our Savior, oh God, the one who never fails us, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we exalt you today, God. We lift you up this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way, oh God, on this line, oh God. Move on our behalf, oh God, in your name. Help us to follow your instructions, oh God, for you are the only wise God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the wisdom of Solomon, oh God. We thank you for the instructions, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for everyday life living, oh God, that we could come humbly before your throne of grace, God, and we could make known, oh God, hallelujah, every request that we have, oh God, and you hear us, Father, when we pray, oh God. So we bless your name on this day, oh God. We give you praise, honor, and glory, oh God, that you so deserve, Father, because you are a good, good Father, and we are loved by you, God. We are loved by you, Father. What a privilege, what an honor, hallelujah, to be loved by the true and living God in the name of Jesus. And we thank you so much, oh God, hallelujah, for blessing us, for keeping us, oh God, for covering us with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus, for protecting our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, keeping us from hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we give you glory, God. We worship and adore you, Father, in your name. We love you, God, because you first loved us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We have a praise report from our sister teacher Laura, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, hallelujah. She says that Yvette Wallace's father, the 94-year-old father that we were praying for, oh God, George Wallace Sr., was released from the hospital, oh God, in the name of Jesus. He was released from the hospital, Father, in your name on Thursday, God. So we say thank you. We say thank you for George Wallace Sr., oh God, 94 years old, oh God. We thank you for life, oh God, in your name. We thank you for keeping him, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God, in your name. We thank you for his family, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, his caretakers, everyone who's concerned about him, oh God. So we give you praise, oh God, that he came out of the hospital on Thursday, oh God, hallelujah. Keep keeping him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done in his life, oh God, on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, for George Wallace Sr., hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. And we also give you a praise report, oh God, for Siobhan and Walter returned home safely, hallelujah, from their drive from North Carolina, oh God. So we thank you. We thank you for them, oh God. We thank you that they made it home safely, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for their visit, oh God. We thank you for their time with their family and loved ones and friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless them. Continue to keep them, oh God. Continue you to cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We rejoice in you this morning, oh God, and we say thank you for their safe return, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God in the name of Jesus. Our Dr. D asked that we pray for those, hallelujah, hallelujah, everyone who ministered on yesterday, oh God, everyone, oh God, our pastors, Rev D, oh God, hallelujah, every pastor that's represented on this line, every elder, oh God, every minister, oh God, in your name, who ministered in dance, oh God, who ministered in the word, oh God, in your name, who ministered in ushering, oh God, whatever it was that we did on yesterday, oh God, hallelujah, we say thank you for the opportunity, oh God, to glorify you, to magnify you, to exalt you, oh God, in your name. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, that everyone, hallelujah, who does not have to work today, oh God, we pray that you give them the rest, oh God, that they stand in need of, Father. Pour back into them, oh God, that they may give out again and again and again, oh God, in your name. And those that have to work on this morning, oh God, traveling near and far, Father, we pray that you strengthen them, oh God, that you renew their strength, oh God, that they may mount up with wings like eagles, God, that they may run and not weary, oh God, not be weary, oh God, and they may walk and not faint, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them all what they stand in need of, oh God. And so we say thank you. We say thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. She asks, oh God, in your name, hallelujah, that we pray for all those who have power outages, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that were affected by the power outages, oh God, in your name. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that everyone is safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that the weather was very hot, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, so we pray, oh God, that our elderly were able to get into cooling stations, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the younger, oh God, in the name Jesus, middle age, oh God, and were able to go to the pools and be comforted by the cool water, God, in the name of Jesus. But we pray that the outages, oh God, hallelujah, will be fixed speedily, God, in the name of Jesus, that people may rest in their homes, oh God. We thank you for the rain, oh God. We pray that it cools everything down, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, oh God, in your name. We say thank you, God, for everything, oh God, in your name. She also asks that we pray for those that are traveling and returning home from their vacations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that, oh God, that you would get everyone back to their places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, safely, oh God. We pray that people are taking their time, that they're not rushing, oh God, that they're not in a hurry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we are enjoying life, oh God, one moment at a time, oh God, being grateful that we can travel, being grateful that we can go and come, oh God, not taking one thing for granted, oh God, but being grateful for everything. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. We give you honor. We say thank you so much for being so good and the ability, oh God, to be able to go and come in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Our Teresa with the H acts, oh God, that we come in agreement with her, oh God, praying for her niece, Nicole, who has been hospitalized, hallelujah. She said, we are believing God for complete healing of her recent diagnosis, oh God. You know everything, God, about Nicole, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. You knew her when she was in her mother's womb, oh God. You know everything, Father, in your name, in the name of Jesus. So we lift Nicole up to you, Father, in your name, hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, do what you do, God. You know everything. You know what she stands in need of, oh God. Be with every doctor, every nurse, oh God, in that hospital, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Comfort the family, oh God, as they're praying and believing and trusting, oh God, in our God, our Savior, the one who never fails, oh God. We trust in you, Jesus, and we say thank you for Nicole's life, oh God, from the crowd crown of her head to the sole of her feet in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah. She also asks that we pray for her brother-in-law with her, hallelujah, for Emmanuel McFadden, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, who had surgery on Thursday and is still hospitalized in the name of Jesus. She said, we're praying for complete healing for Emmanuel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know everything, God, everything about him, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you that the surgery went well, oh God. We thank you for his healing process, oh God, one moment at a time, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you again for the families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, praying, touching, and believing, and agreeing, oh God, that all is well with Emmanuel, oh God. And so we say thank you. We say thank you for his life as well, Father, in the name of Jesus. And she asks, oh God, that we continue to keep her sons, Ian and Ryan, hallelujah, as well as any young man, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that may be in a position of having to make decisions that will reflect what that will affect them long term, oh God. You know every situation. You're the only wise God in your name. We pray, oh God, that every young man, Ian and Ryan, and every young man, oh God, hallelujah, teenager, young adult, hallelujah, grown adult, Father, in the name of Jesus, older adult, oh God, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, for every decision that they have to make, oh God, that they make the right decision, oh God, that they make the right choices, oh God, that they make good decisions, oh God, that would affect their life, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, choose ye today, hallelujah, what you will serve, oh God, whether you would choose life, oh God. Help them to choose life, oh God, and not death, oh God. Help them to choose things, oh God, that will be able to be passed down from generation to generation, oh God. Help them to make the right choices, oh God. Help them, oh God, to look to you, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, our strength in the time of weakness, oh God, in your name. So we pray, oh God, we pray for them, all of them, oh God. We lift up Ian and Ryan, oh God, and every man, oh God, that needs your help, oh God. In your name, in the name of Jesus, be with them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, guide them, oh God. In your name, order their steps, oh God. In the name of Jesus, lead them in the path of righteousness, oh God. For your name's sake, God, in the name of Jesus, you are their shepherd, oh God, and they shall not want, oh God. So every decision that they have to make, oh God, in your name, let it be the right one, oh God. Every choice they have to make, oh God, let it be the right one, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help them all to do what's right, oh God. Help them all to be pleasing in your sight, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, and we believe that it would be well. It is already well with their soul, Father, in your name. In the name of Jesus, and if anyone does not know you, God, in the pardon of their sins, oh God, we pray that they confess their sins, oh God, that you're faithful and just to forgive them of their sins, oh God, and cleanse them from all unrighteousness, oh God. So we pray salvation for all that are lost, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, oh God, and we thank you for every prayer request that came in, oh God. Every praise report, oh God, that went out, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you, hallelujah, praise, oh God, for you're so good, so kind, so merciful, so just, oh God. It is in Jesus' name, it is in Jesus' name, it is in Jesus' name that we pray, hallelujah, and amen, 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 amen. Thank you all for joining. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Remember, oh God, to meet us on Facebook Live at 7:45 as the journey to Proverbs 6 continues, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And then we'll be back again, hallelujah, at 7 p.m. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And remember Saturday. Hallelujah. This Saturday coming, oh God, we will be doing an overview of the book of John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From our very own Rev. Dr. D. So I think registration is still open. I believe it's still open. We'll hear more about it later this morning. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We say thank you. Remember to send your prayer requests to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. I am going to unmute the line so that we could say good morning. Good morning to one another. Amen. Amen.